I just got dog treats in the mail or something. I don't know what. She ordered something. Oh, let me find a hot spot here. There we go. This should be good. I don't have anything set up here for UHF and VHF that's solid. So I'm going to have to work on that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I keep thinking about it. Trying to get some in. There's still some theories and stuff to work on, you know, and there's stuff popping up unexpectedly. Anyway, I do have to focus. I really want to get back on HF. I enjoyed those Sunday morning gratitude and stuff. So I got it going on there. I think actually I'm going to play around with the Dodge Bullet first, copy 40, and evolve it into a fan dipole. But I think I'm going to fiddle around with that 75 ohm coax I got and match it up right at the transceiver.
I've done it. I've used 75 ohm coax when I had nothing else that was that cheap to get that long a run. But I did save it for the 100 watt radios, not for QRP, obviously. But I mean, it works. So I don't know. I just think open feed's better, and I'm gonna find out how much better it is. I bought one of the antennas I picked up. I scored from Jeff and Amy Pender, my old school teacher's son-in-law and daughter, Al Van Brocklin, that he does all the parks on the air stuff in Morse code. He does a lot of CW contacts. He lives over there by the Hogback area, and he does a lot of parks on the air type stuff. He's a super, super intelligent, talented dude. Just a little bitty guy,